Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is intentional weight management, motivation. How do you get motivated? Part 2. Time alone can change the reasons for wanting to lose weight. Nothing in life is constant. In nature, everything is always changing, and you are too. You are not the same person you were a year ago. You are constantly having experiences that alter your perceptions, attitudes, and therefore your behavior. You are forever growing as a person. This must be taken into consideration when determining what is important to you. Don't automatically assume that what you at one time valued and placed in a priority position in your life is still accurate. When determining your motivators, don't depend upon what has always been. Don't assume anything. Listen to yourself. All that matters is what is important to you at this time, because you are always free to change what motivates you if time has caused an alteration in your life. You must feel as though you don't have any alternative to losing weight, that the only thing you can do is make the changes necessary for achieving your goal. You must be focused. Most people, when asked why they want to lose weight, respond by saying, "I want to look better and feel better about myself." This is a legitimate answer, but it's too general. It is the one-size-fits-all response. We all know how poorly one-size-fits-all clothing fits. It doesn't enhance anyone who wears it. It is always uncomfortable to some extent, and sooner or later you get rid of it and purchase clothing that is made to fit your body, not just anyone's. It is the same with motivators. You need reasons that are tailor-made for you. In order to act in a specific way to encourage weight loss, you need specific information regarding motivations for losing weight. In other words, when you are having a stare down with a particular food, looking and feeling better just doesn't make it. You will decide that you'll worry about looking and feeling better tomorrow and eat the food today. So you need to know exactly why you want to lose weight. Here's an example. There was a client in her mid-40s who couldn't seem to get motivated to lose weight. When asked why she wanted to lose weight, she indicated she couldn't discuss it. It was suggested that telling would help. She was afraid that whomever she told would laugh at her reasons. Once she knew she wouldn't be laughed at, she said she wanted to wear tight jeans, high heels, a white blouse tucked in with a belt, and be able to walk down the street and have men under their breaths say, "What a good-looking broad." When she was saying this, her eyes lighted up, and it was apparent this really mattered to her. It was determined what this reason meant to her, and then she found it much easier to be motivated. Now, wearing tight jeans and high heels may not motivate you, but there are reasons that matter as much to you as this reason mattered to her. It is natural for her to be hesitant to reveal her motivator. When something is important to you, you are vulnerable. It is easy to talk about matters that don't mean a lot to you. But when something truly is important to you on a gut level, it becomes very important to you and you become concerned about what others think. Your reasons for losing weight must be so personal, so specific, that each one is very valuable to you. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2022, Lynn Berenius Brown.